Despite protests, the Kansas Board of Regents on Wednesday updated its gun policy to comply with a state law that requires universities to allow the carrying of concealed guns on their campuses. The policy will go into effect in July 2017, or about 18 months from now. Now it's up to each of the six state universities to develop policies outlining how the controversial law will be implemented on their campuses. University officials insisted the new policy would have a chilling effect on campus discussions. We're about to talk about that. With us now, Sarah Shepard covered the story for the Lawrence Journal World. And Sarah, welcome back. Nice to have you.
Thanks, Steve. Hi.
Mike Williams is the Director of Innovation and Special Projects for the William Allen White School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Kansas. Mike, good to have you, too.
Hi, Steve. Welcome. I'm back. Glad to be back.
Sam Zeff's also here. He's covered the story for KCUR. Sam, good to have you.
Happy to be here, Steve.
Sarah, the Regent said yesterday that they didn't feel they had any choice but to implement this new policy. Why is that?
Well, to put it simply, it's the state law. And beginning July 2017, it's going to apply to university campuses just as it does other public places. So they view this as sort of putting guidelines in place to basically translate that state law to the campuses.
Sarah, lots of talk about professors at KU, staff at KU being strongly against this policy. How do we know that? How did that information come to light?
Well, last week we saw for the first time some results of a statewide faculty and staff survey that was done, and that broke it down, and it indicated that I would say 77% of the employees are anti-guns on campus or for extending the exemption a couple of years. So basically 77% don't want guns on the campus. The rest didn't seem as concerned with it, and a small handful said they just didn't know how they felt about it. So the majority didn't want them, according to that survey.
Mike Williams, what are you hearing from your colleagues over at KU? What's the buzz? What's the chatter among the professor ranks over there?
Well, I'm the president of the University Senate, so we represent not only the faculty but students and staff as well, and we've been dealing with this now since late last spring. And basically, There's a variety of concerns ranging from academic freedom, the perception of threat, the idea that this will chill the ability for faculty to have open conversations with students in the classes. And I think all of that's fair, and that's certainly where I would say a majority of my colleagues have expressed their greatest concerns. But there's equal amount of concern about other things, the idea that suicide likelihood will increase. We know that guns add to that. We know that students are stressed, and we talk about students a lot, but faculty and staff have their issues too, and the whole idea of accidental discharge. And so I'm personally, and many of my friends and colleagues, are equally concerned about those aspects.
Mike, help me with the academic freedom component of what you just said. The concern is what? That a professor who's leading a class on a controversial topic, and you look out amongst your students and you see somebody who's packing, and that's going to change things. Do I have that right?
Well, yes and no. Technically, if it's concealed carry, you won't know who's packing.
Okay.
I think the perception of threat is sometimes worse than actual threat.
You see a bulge in an unusual place. Maybe that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. But I think, you know, the whole idea that many of us believe in very strongly as academics is that you learn best by challenging not only your beliefs but the beliefs of others. And so as we try to have the kinds of conversations that would be challenging, if you're concerned that there is a threat present in the room and that you might say the wrong thing in the wrong time or the wrong way, that it could escalate into something more than a heated debate, then that could very easily cause you to avoid that kind of a topic or subject.
Yeah.
And again, you know, there's degrees of all of that, but that's certainly part of what many of the faculty are concerned about.
Sam Zeff from KCUR, come in here for a moment. Why did lawmakers adopt this new policy to begin with? What was the thinking there?
And this is a very pro-gun legislature. Just today, Anthony Hensley, who is the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from Topeka, took to task Representative Contour Lovelady, who just resigned his seat to lobby for the NRA. So this is a legislature that has, for the past few years, continued to loosen gun regulation because they believe, as they've said time and time again, that campuses, in their view, in the majority view of the legislature and the governor, that they will be safer with more people packing guns.
And for sure, we've had a number of high-profile shootings around the country on college campuses.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the argument from the pro-gun side is that the gunmen know somehow that these are gun-free zones. That is why they target that particular area, and that if there were armed citizens at those locations, that either those shootings would have been prevented or that the gunman would be put down before they shot too many people.
Sarah Shepard with the Lawrence Journal World. You know, each university campus in the system now has to come up with its own weapons policy. Do you expect that those policies are going to vary very much from campus to campus, and how much latitude do these university administrators have now when they come up with these new policies?
You know, it's hard to say exactly what each of the universities will do. I've heard some on the region say they're likely to be somewhat similar across the board. And in some departments, there's not a lot of latitude. I mean, at the end of the day, the law says they have to allow people who are legally carrying concealed guns to do so on campus. Where the latitude lies is in the provision that you can ban guns from buildings or events where you put in adequate security measures, such as guards and metal detectors, like you might see at the Chiefs game or at the courthouse. So universities will have the option to pick a building or some events or none to prohibit guns if they put those in place. But of course, those come with a cost, so that'll be up to each university to weigh that. But that's where they will have some latitude, in theory, at least.
Yeah, I noticed that in your story that certain buildings are going to be exempted from this. You know, Sam Zeff, you almost can't help but wonder about the football stadium at KU or Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, well, I think that all along, I think the thinking has been at both at the Fieldhouse, Bill Snyder Family Stadium at Kansas State, that they will employ these sorts of super searching methods. That is to say, right now, as you go into either the Fieldhouse or into one of the football stadiums, you do have to open your backpack, women have to open their purses, whatever. I believe that there has always been the thinking that now they were going to set up metal detectors. There will be, and those will be staffed to keep guns out of those particular areas.
Okay, yeah.
I also want to just say that, as Sarah said, this is an enormously expensive proposition. This also affects community colleges in Kansas. And Johnson County Community College said if they were, it would cost upwards of $20 million if they were going to secure all the buildings on the Johnson County campus.
You know, Mike Williams here again with the faculty over at KU. There are some officials over at KU yesterday saying that they don't think this new policy is really going to wind up changing that much. Why is that?
As far as the policy changing, I can't imagine that the regions are going to do much. There's a general feeling that this legislature is probably not inclined to do anything to change the law that right now has allowed these exemptions that will expire in 17. So I think that when they say things won't change too much, the reality is, as we've been speaking to the economics of this, there's no way that KU is likely to put a metal detector and guard on every door. We also know that just the logistics of moving people from building to building during class change times is going to be moving 1,000 people into a building in the 10-minute break we have between classes, that's just not going to happen. Anybody that stood in line at TSA knows that's not going to be real.
Right.
So I think the logistics of it, as well as the economics, mean that for all intents and purposes, the classroom will look and feel just like it always has, except you may very well be suspicious that someone else in the room might have a gun.
You know, Mike, we had a tweet this morning from Sarah who asked this: does the university fear that it'll lose potential students who do not want to attend the campus because of its conceal and carry policies?
Oh, absolutely. We already know. We've had many people, including some very high-profile people, tell us that they will not only perhaps not let their kids to come to KU, but they may very well, if they already have kids here, pull them out. In fact, I was conversing with a person this morning from Kansas City who made that exact statement. This is a very high-profile person who has been a strong supporter of KU over the years. And I think the economics question is really the question that may become the realm in which conversations may take place, because there are so many other costs involved with this. The loss of students, the loss of faculty and staff who would perhaps choose to leave rather than stay in a situation in which they don't feel safe. In many ways, I think those are the arguments, if we have to call them arguments, that are going to be the things that will cause administrators, legislators, whomever, to pay attention. They already don't seem to acknowledge that the data tends to say that more guns does not make things safe.
Yeah.
If you look at places, other campuses, the Umpqua thing out in Oregon last fall, that's an open carry, a concealed carry campus. And there were people on campus near the classroom where the shooter did his deed that had weapons, and they said, no, we weren't going to go charging in there when there were guns fired.
Yeah.
And so I think you've got the cost, you've got the possibility of liability insurance expenses that are going to go up.
Right.
I think that may well be the area where certainly people who have one opinion or the other about guns in general are going to eventually be able to look at the bottom line and say, wait a minute, this is costing us a lot of people, a lot of money, a lot of good minds are not coming to Kansas. And yeah. I think that's where a big loss could take place.
Sarah Shepard, we had also another question here from our tweeter. Does the university fear it'll lose potential students? And how will the university provide safe housing for guns for students storing weapons on campus to prevent theft or accidents?
Oh, that's a really good question. And that's one that hasn't been answered yet. So each university will be working on those kind of details in the upcoming months as part of their university-specific policies. But what the region's policy says about that is that, again, like any other building, dorms and scholarship halls, students who carry concealed are going to be allowed to take their guns in there unless they're equipped with security measures. Anytime that gun is not on the person of the carrier, they're going to be required to store it either at a university-provided storage facility or in their vehicle, locked and out of view, or at home. And if that's in a scholarship hall or dorm, it's required to be stored in
yeah.
some sort of locking device that meets industry standards.
Huh.
A couple of state universities, including Kansas University, already provide firearm storage on campus. So KU, you can store your – it's envisioned for weekend hunters, and there's just a very small handful of people who use it, but they do currently have firearm storage lockers at the KU police office.
Right.
So other universities might consider things like that as well.
Sir, I can't help but notice that we're talking here about guns, but the policy does not affect switchblades, which are still prohibited.
That's correct. The region's policy states that the campuses are still allowed to prohibit other kinds of weapons, explosives, knives, what have you. The reason behind that is, as I understand it, basically the state law doesn't require the universities to allow those things. So, of
yeah.
course, they're not going to do that. But the law says concealed guns that are legally carried must be allowed at universities. So that's why they're tackling this specifically.
You know, Sam Ziff, I can't help but acknowledge this fact, as Mike Williams has told us here so clearly, that faculty and staff so much against this new policy. I wonder about one factor at the root of all this, this sense among so many lawmakers, this sense of general dissatisfaction that many of them have with higher education these days, the rising costs, and the whole atmosphere around liberal campuses in Lawrence and over in Manhattan. Is that playing into all of this? Is that a part of the mix, or is it hard to say?
I think that's an excellent one question, but I think that they are perhaps mixed a little bit. But this is such a pro-gun legislature that I think that,
that
I think that if each and every one of them were alumni of the University of Kansas, and it is KU which they rubs them the wrong way the most, that they would still say, yes, we got to, we have to let guns everywhere. And I just want to remind, you know, that already you can carry a gun into the Kansas Capitol. So when they changed the law, they gave, there was a buffer period for schools, libraries to come up with this plan. But they immediately started allowing conceal and carry in the Kansas Capitol. So I'm always a little confused when I go there and they x-ray my bag with my equipment and my laptop. I don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah. We'll have to leave our conversation there. Sarah Shepard from the Lawrence Journal World, Mike Williams from the William Ellen White School of Journalism, and Sam Zeff, who covers this story for KCUR. Thank you all for a good conversation. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.